Part 4. You will hear a medical science student summing up a presentation about ideas for improving services at a local hospital. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40.
The audio and test copyright belong to Fozzlebeck IELTS Telegram channel.
Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
So that brings me now to my key concluding points. I'll begin with one section of feedback from my questionnaire. As I said, I asked 200 local people several questions about the hospital and its services. Amongst other questions, I asked which things would influence their choice of which hospital they would want to be treated in. The results were quite surprising in some cases. For instance, people felt it was really important, not the distance the hospital was from their homes, but how easy it was to get transport there. But this might be reflective of the advanced age of many of the people who took part in my survey. How modern and safe the hospital building was something that some people were concerned about, but this wasn't quoted often enough to make it significant. How clean it was, however, certainly was. One in two people surveyed listed this as a major concern. People also said it was important for them to know that a member of the hospital staff would be prepared to give them information they needed about their treatment before they had it too. I think the hospital should make every effort to address these issues, and I've agreed to report them to the hospital authorities. Okay, now for some changes that are going to take place over the next 12 months. I interviewed two key hospital management staff, and they said that there is a plan to add to the existing hospital website to advise doctors who practice in the area, as well as on-site staff, of changes and developments in hospital services. They also said that a scheme to celebrate success and recognise effort for particular staff is being introduced. I thought this was a really good idea. It hasn't been decided yet what form this will take, but it's likely to be a bonus of some kind, I think. Wage rises for all are always welcome too, of course. Another idea that the hospital management want to introduce is to find a way to assess the views of visitors to the hospital. People coming in to see their friends or relatives who are patients there. They'll be asked to comment on all kinds of topics from the layout of the hospital to the friendliness of staff, so in theory at least, the hospital is listening. And the hospital will be looking at how good the communication is between managers and staff and, in turn, that between staff and patients. Necessary actions will be fed into future development plans. I thought this was really good practice too. If you can't take proper professional care of your staff, how can they take proper professional care of the patients? So, after analysing the completed questionnaires and talking to hospital staff members, I'd like to end my presentation with the following recommendations. At the moment, people have to travel to another hospital that's 60 miles away for treatment of illnesses associated with interrupted sleep, so a unit to support that would be really useful, I think. I'd also suggest investigating the possibility of funding a new plastic surgery unit, because that's another service that patients cannot receive locally. There is already a new eye unit, which staff told me is very welcome in the community. And lastly, the hospital is adequately equipped with operating theatres in ratio to the number of patients treated there, so equipment and space isn't a problem. But many of them are empty for long periods of time. If better planning was implemented, these and other facilities could be in use 24 hours a day. Right. If anyone wants to ask me a question, I'll try to answer.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part 4.